Over this past week, I think many of you have heard the news that the Durban Christian Center, Jesus Dome in Durban, burned down. And we've heard just from feedback from them that it's going well and they're really rallying as a community. But I think it'll just be proper for us to pray with them today and to speak a blessing over them also as they go through a difficult time. But we know it's in times like this where God does some really special things, but we want to stand with them this morning. So can I just ask you, just let's pray together for them. Father, we thank you for the Durban Christian Center, for so much that they've stood for and done, not only in KwaZulu-Natal, but all over our nation. And Lord, as they go through a difficult time like this, our hearts go out to them, and we just pray for them. We ask, Holy Spirit, that you would move among them in a way that builds your kingdom, that surprises them. We know, Lord, whenever your church is under pressure, then something good happens and the kingdom accelerates. And we pray that for them. We pray that emotionally, physically, spiritually, in every way that you would provide for their needs in this time, in Jesus' name. And we pray for the leadership as they have to figure out and hear your voice during this time, that they would be able to discern clearly what it is that you want for them. And we thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen. This morning I must be honest with you, I feel a little stuck at the moment. Because I'm really sensing God is doing something in people's hearts. And I don't want to just rush off and follow a program and preach a sermon because that's what we were scheduled to do. But ultimately, at the end of the day, what a Sunday is about is, and for all of us, and what I think is our responsibility for those of us that lead services is to facilitate people's encounter with God. It's not about us. It's not about people. It's about you and me, each having an opportunity to be with our Father. And when we do it together, there's something very profound and very special about that. And this morning, there's really a sense of God calling people to come closer to Him. And I still sense that there's people that are sort of just there, but not quite being able to step over and step nearer to the Father. Now, all I can use is words. And that feels sometimes so empty and so weak. But I want to encourage you. God only has good things in store for you. He only has good plans for you. There is no hiddenness in Him. There is no switch and bait. You know what that means. He promises you one thing, good things on the one side, but on the other side, He actually takes. Now that's what the enemy does. God only loves us, only has good things in store for us. And He's calling us to come closer to Him. And yet, yes, that requires a surrender. Because you can only have more of God if you surrender yourself to Him. There is an emptying that takes place of ourselves, a release, a putting down, so that we can receive Him. He's not something that you add to the rest. He's not an ingredient or a component. He is everything. He's everything. He doesn't take His place in our lives amongst other things. He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And that's a risky place for us. It's a very dangerous thing to do and a very scary thing to do, is to really surrender to this Father of ours. To really give in to Him is something that we're not accustomed to. It plays into this deep fear that we all have that we don't want to lose control. We always want to be in control. We always want to manage everything. We always want to make sure that we are fully able to manage the outcome of every situation. And we find it so difficult to release, to give over, to surrender, to say, not my will, Lord, but your will to be done. And sometimes we do it up until a certain point. And it's almost like we feel like we've now appeased God when we've given him some of ourselves, some of our resources. Then we feel surely he must be satisfied. And he will understand if I keep this little bit to myself. If I stay in control of this section, then surely he understands that. If I give God most of my time or even a good portion of my time, then surely God is okay. I can now keep the rest for myself. But he doesn't really play that game. It's all or nothing with him. We know the scripture says, don't live in the middle somewhere. Don't be lukewarm. Don't be those people that have a seeming appearance of godliness, but are not in it 100% all in. Now, it challenges me to say this because I know my own heart. My own heart that is so easily and so often deceitful. My own heart that plays this game. That wants to be all in, but finds it difficult. That also wants to keep for myself. Hold on, control. And that's why I think Paul prays for the Ephesians. And he prays these words and he says, may you be strengthened in your inner being, that together with all the saints you may grasp the height, the depth, the width of the love of God. You see, because I think if we are not strengthened by the Holy Spirit, we cannot grasp the love of God on our own. If we don't have a working of God in our lives that enables us to lay hold of God, we can't, because it's beyond us. That's why we receive a gift of faith from the Lord, because it's that gift that allows us to lay hold of God. On our own, we cannot do it. God has to work in us so that we want him. He loves us first, and therefore we can love him. It's as we receive his love that we can reflect that love back to him, that we can give back to him what he has given to us. We can't love him out of something we generate, out of something we conjure up and something that we do. We can't even play on the same playing field as God. His love is at a different standard. It's a complete different reality than ours. And if we don't have the love of God that breaks through to us and that becomes something new inside of us, then we'll always play this game with him where we give him something and then expect him to return. Or we receive from him, and because he's given us, we feel honor bound to give back to him. And we play this game. And we try and get ahead in the game. But Jesus said, you will not gain anything until you're prepared to lose everything. Unless a seed falls into the ground and dies, it cannot produce life. He said, unless you take up your cross daily and follow me. And daily taking up our cross just means this simply, that we daily surrender. We daily are so aware of our need of him. We daily so engulfed in this understanding that on my own, I cannot do this. And I just sense, not only here in Hatfield, but many places, but I do particularly experience it right now here in Hatfield. God is wanting to take us the next step. God is wanting to take this community of people into territory that we've not been before. But we cannot go there. It's not something that we can do. It's not something that we can rally around and say to each other, come on, we can do this. No pep talk or inspirational message is going to get us there. God wants to take us to a place that we do not even know how to describe it. God wants to take us into a place that is so beyond our thinking we cannot even imagine or dream it. And He wants to do this not just for our sake, but for the sake of this world. I think none of us are unaware at the moment that the world is in a place of dire need of the true, real love of God. Not the half bit of the love of God, the almost love of God, but the real, true love of God. And therefore, God needs to do something in us so that He can make visible to the world that which cannot be seen and cannot be understood. And this is our challenge. We need to step into a place to make something visible that we don't even understand and that we cannot do. And I think the only way you get into that is through surrender, is through just plainly coming and saying, Father, yes, do with me, do in me what is your heart's desire. So on the one hand, there's this strong call of God saying, come, come, come to me. This invitation that He's speaking to us. And let us not think that perhaps some of us, we've been Christians and we've served the Lord faithfully for so many years that I'm okay. It's in times like this where we need to discern and say, Lord, what are you saying to me? How do I respond to your call and your invitation? And on the one hand, there's this strong call that we need to hear. And on the other hand, there's this challenge that God is giving us. And at the same time as God is opening His arms of love towards us and inviting us, at the same time, His arms are at war and He's fighting. Right now, God is fighting for this world. God is fighting for the people of this world. God is His armies are engaged, fighting for people. Just let's always remember that even if it is our choices that leads us to trouble and that leads us to getting into all these bad things that we're experiencing, even if it is human choices, God will never just say, well, that's your fault. That's what you chose. He always fights for us. He always engages. He always does everything He can to let us see what He has for us. To let us experience and become aware there's another way, there's another possibility. He always fights for us. And right now, this battle is going on. And for me personally, I must just say to you that at times I feel so burdened by this battle that is going on. This fight. Fight for God's people. This fight for what God wants for this earth and for its people. And at the same time, I feel this tremendous love of God, this invitation. And it's a little bit of a difficult place sometimes. You're fighting and you're welcoming and loving people at the same time. And we understand that when it comes to people, we don't fight. We love. We invite. We welcome. But when it comes to the principalities and powers, we fight. And sometimes loving people is part of the fighting the principalities and powers, isn't it? Because when everybody else is being unkind and when everybody else is just thinking of themselves and you act in the opposite spirit and you and I act in ways that is loving and preferring of others, we are fighting the spirit of our age. We change things. And sometimes it's the smallest things we do that changes such big things. But God is inviting you. He's inviting you to come. Come to Him. Come, let Him love you more than you've ever allowed Him to love you. Come to receive more of Him than you've ever asked or been ready to receive. So that through you and through us establishing a place in the world where God's kingdom can come, so that through us the world can know His great love and His kindness. But I think the reality that we each have to understand is that each of us needs to respond. There's a response required of every one of us. And I cannot prescribe to you or say what that response must be or how do you respond. And this is always the great thing about being in church leadership is you come to a certain point and then you know, beyond this, I can do nothing. This is completely out of my hands. I can perhaps make you aware. I can try and describe. I can cause us to think about something, to listen. But I cannot make people act, and I cannot tell you even what it is that you're supposed to do. But that's the wonder of the body of Christ that is led by the Spirit of God. That is the privilege that we have. So this morning, I'm not going to preach the message I've preached. And I know this is a bit unusual, and sorry if you've come and you wanted to hear the message. But I trust that you feel something of God's moving. I want to ask the worship team if you guys will join me. And I want us to take a moment, if that's okay with you. We've got a bit of time in the service this morning. And I'm just going to ask the worship team, and they're going to lead us. And please understand that none of this is programmed. So we're just responding to the Lord this morning. Is that okay? Are you okay to do that? I'm going to invite you to stand. If you want to come and kneel in the front or kneel where you are, let's do that. Whatever way you feel necessary today to respond, whatever way you feel that it's just God, you just want to say yes to the Lord, do that. If that's quietly standing right where you are or sitting, that's great. Remember, this is not for me or for the church. This is you. God is speaking to you. He's looking for a willing people, a ready people. A people that just says, Lord, we may not know where we're going, but we, as long as we're with you, we're okay. A bit of an Abraham spirit that says, Lord, I don't have to be in control of the journey or the destination. I just need to be with you. A bit of Enoch that walked with God. A people of pilgrimage that Psalm 84 speaks of. A people that are ready to go wherever God takes them. Can we be those people that are ready to go? So just respond this morning. And let's just bring our hearts to our Father. And let Him pour His heart out over us. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Not my will, but yours be done. Not my will, but yours be done. will follow, Lord. We will follow, Lord. Reveal your heart, reveal your plans. We will give over, Lord. We will let go, oh Lord. Help us to have faith, to trust your will. take over, Lord? Will you take over, Lord? Here we are with open hearts, with open arms. Take over. Not my will, but yours be done. Yours be done. Here we are with humble hearts, willing to let go. We will take that step with you. We will take that step with you.
I just really sense God is busy with people, and we just want to facilitate that. If you need to respond to God and something that needs to break in your life, perhaps you've been struggling to forgive somebody for a long period of time now. But today there's a grace, and there's an enabling power of the Spirit in this place to help people step through. But for whatever reason it is, you just need the Spirit of God. I'm going to invite you to come to the front. Just come, and our team will be here, and I'm going to ask all the elders, the pastors, the shepherds, everybody to be ready to minister to people. If the front is full, you step into the aisle and let us pray with you. Unfortunately, people in the balcony, you'll have to come down. But we want to just pray for people. This is a time where we're going to just linger in God's presence. I'm going to release people. If you want to go home, the Lord bless you. The Lord be with you. May you experience the love of God in just wherever you go. We've got three young men that are going to run to Cape Town. And they're doing this as a running for hope, and to create awareness for alcohol fetal syndrome, and in support of a particular ministry in Cape Town. And we're going to pray for them in the front here, and we want to just bless them. And I know the young adults at the evening service will be praying for them. If you just need prayer for anything, come to the front. Let us pray with you. If today is a day where you want to say, I want to surrender my life to Jesus, come and we'll help you. There's a healing, there's a restoration that is taking place in this body today. So bless you if you want to go home. We're just going to continue to worship and to pray for people.
Let your love surround. Your spirit.